If not, Laura, how about going over the meeting assignments that you've got?
All right. So the first one I have is we'll be looking into the crab hawk cleanup issue that Tom just brought up. And then just to go over some of the November agenda items, staff are going to be developing an information paper regarding the special management zones for the ocean reefs and state waters. You'll receive the annual landings report, which will coincide with the release of the 2020 license and statistics annual report, or the big book, as you probably know it. You'll be given the FMP update for the first time by our new FMP coordinator, Corinne. And as you heard from Jimmy Johnson, you'll be taking action on issues related to the Coastal Habitat Protection Plan revision. And you'll be getting, I believe it was two additional or three additional, no, I can't remember, I apologize, issue papers at that time. And Catherine will be providing the rulemaking update. You'll receive a summary of the public comments that you about the vote on the final approval of the 7 recreational water quality program rules. And we'll be bringing you the Gillnet rules information paper, and you'll be voting on your preferred management options for that. And then in addition to the November items, once we have a new lease program biologist in place, we'll be addressing the shellfish lease regulation motion from this morning. And with the expectation that we'll be bringing that to you at your February meeting. And that is what I have.
Okay, great. Thank you, Laura. Does anybody else have anything that needs to be brought before the commission at this time? If not, we will be adjourned till November. You all stay safe, use some sense, and hope you have a good fall.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.